So I think we have a perfect day for letting go into joy. And many times when we've had this topic, the joy topic, the weather has been stunning. And of course we are blessed with our walking down to the lake, and we do sense and savor walk, and it's exquisite. And today we have a rainy day. So why do I think it's a perfect day for letting go into joy? So as humans, or as animals even, we are governed by those animal instincts, and we have this belief that gets reinforced quite a bit, that when things are pleasant, then we're happy. Then there's happiness, then there's joy. And when things are unpleasant, then there's misery. And so we do everything we can to avoid the unpleasant and seek out the pleasant. Now, this unfortunately, because we get caught up in grasping after the pleasant and pushing away the unpleasant. And that seeking, that grasping, is inherently unpleasant. You may have noticed that. You can use today to notice that. So it's inherently unpleasant. And yet we get hoodwinked by the fact that we do have many pleasant experiences in our lives, especially in this country. We're very blessed. And we somehow are also sold a bill of goods that when our life isn't, you know, perfect, the typical picket fence thing, the big house, two-car garage, two cars, maybe three. Two kids, or one and a half is probably even better. and the perfect spouse and perfect health and yada, yada, yada. That we get hoodwinked into thinking that when life doesn't fit that kind of Madison Avenue image, that somehow... things are wrong. Things have gone wrong. We're wrong. So weather and expectation are wonderful places to practice. I have discovered, well, I keep discovering, but I've had some interesting lessons with it. So first of all, just leading up to this day, I don't know about you, but I love the weather app. And I especially love the radar. It appeals to this nerdy part of me. So you may have possibly noticed, I sure did, that we had before today and after today, sun, rainy day, sun, like just exquisite all around today. And I'm gone. Really? Now, that shifted as we got closer to today. And it shifted because I had a very strong life lesson this summer. So as some of you may know, my daughter got married in July. And she got married outside. It was completely outdoors. And yes, there was, a covering and everything. And there were curtains to pull in case. But my daughter had her heart set on this wedding forest chapel. And then this whole aesthetic that was really very beautiful, beautiful image. And I was participating in all that. So it was this beautiful creation. for the celebration of this wonderful relationship of love, and that everybody's happy about. And so 2 weeks before the wedding, sun, the day of the wedding, total, complete rain all day, like 80%. Sun. So that's like 2 weeks before the wedding, or 10 days. So then we're all following it for a few days, and then we all realize, all the participants, we realize we got to stop doing this because we are making ourselves miserable. And it was the clinging. It was the clinging that if only it's a sunny day, I won't be happy. We won't be happy. And we all had to look deeply. Guess what? It could be a torrential downpour with high winds, and we're going to still be happy because we're celebrating something wonderful. We are very, very blessed. The happiness is already here. Thich Nhat Hanh is a great quote on it. Some of you may see me wear a little necklace sometime, which says on it, "There is no way to happiness. Happiness is right here." And so we had to dig deep within ourselves, and I had to keep practicing with this day in, day out, and we stopped looking at the predictions and the radar. And then at a certain point, I realized to myself a few days before the wedding that there was actually prudence in looking again. My daughter wouldn't look at it, her fiancé wouldn't look at it, but I realized, as the mother of the bride, I'm going to look at the radar because we need to prepare if we are expecting something. So it was this balancing act. So it was about preparing for the unpleasant that can happen. We all need to do this in our lives, whether it be taking care of our mortgages, our wills, or, you know, our health, and opening to the unpleasant, that it could indeed happen. And those unpleasant weather conditions, and can we still find happiness within that? So anyway, so I did look at it, and as I said, I love the radar. So I started following the radar, not locally, but over the continent. But there was some wisdom in my madness, because I could start to see, this is going to be okay. At the worst, we're going to have a brief thunderstorm, and that was nice, and ultimately on the day, we were surrounded. Our location was completely surrounded by torrential downpours, like unbelievable. People drove through them with dread and fear. We were untouched completely. But still, it was, even right up to the day before, there was this threat of the unpleasant, and how to be with that, how to be with that, and not ruin a wonderful event and all the joy that was going on with this demand that nature be a certain way. Right? So it was a very profound learning experience, and it was nice to be blessed. It was nice to be blessed, and I think for myself, I appreciated the blessing of the weather more because I had let it go, and that was hugely instructive. I had let it go, so that when it showed, it was like, oh, isn't this wonderful? Yeah. But here we go. We've got some nice readings on these things. So, mind wanting more. Only a beige slat of sun above the horizon, like a shade pulled not quite down. Otherwise, clouds. Sea rippled here and there. Birds reluctant to fly. The mind wants a shaft of sun to stir the gray porridge of clouds, an osprey to stitch sea to sky with its bared wings, some dramatic music, a symphony, perhaps, a Chinese gong. But the mind always wants more than it has. One more bright day of sun, one more clear night in bed with the moon, one more hour to get the words right, one more chance for the heart in hiding to emerge from its thicket in dried grasses. As if this quiet day, with its tentative light, weren't enough. As if joy weren't strewn all around. That kind of says what I've been talking about. All right, so taking this into practice. So coming back to basic meditation instructions, and we work with the body, you know, body scan movements, we work with the breath. Today, when we do our sitting, we're going to also work with feeling tone. So when we're noticing sensations in the body, we're going to just not only tag what the sensations are, but we're going to also notice pleasant, unpleasant. And why do we do this? We do this so that we can notice a few things. We can notice the slippery slope into craving after more of this pleasant experience. We can notice the slippery slope of pushing things away, of aversion, both of which make us miserable. Yeah. We also, when we notice feeling tone, we notice too, along with the sensations, that things change. We start to notice that, and we notice conditionality. Yeah, so there's a little kink in the back right now. And we can go, oh, yes, and watch it be there, a little unpleasant. I got a little kink in my back. A little unpleasant, feel the sensations. Notice how they're changing, they're moving. Maybe some appreciation of how they're conditioned. They don't define me. They're not all of who I am. I'm not the only being on the planet with a kink in my back defining me. No, it's a conditioned moment, conditioned arising. Yeah. And with that kind of opening and that blessing of change, see what happens next. See what happens next. See if within that there may be something arise, and that the feeling tone of unpleasantness may actually shift into neutral. The attention you give may actually shift the experience into pleasant. This is possible, and you may already know this from your practice. All right. And to really make a determined effort, an intention, to let go of things being other than they are. There is no way to happiness. Happiness is right here. Thich Nhat Hanh also says, happiness is available. Please help yourself. So, and let yourself experiment with the joy of missing out. The joy of missing out of it being the way you want it to be. The joy of missing out. Jomo. Oh, the joy of missing out when the world begins to shout and rush towards that shining thing, the latest bit of mental bling, trying to have it, see it, do it. You simply know you won't go through it. The anxious clamoring and need this restless, hungry thing to feed. Instead, you feel the loveliness, the pleasure of your emptiness. You spurn the treasure on the shelf in favor of your peaceful self, without regret, without a doubt. Oh, the joy of missing out. Michael Lunig wrote that, and I should also say the other piece, The Mind Wanting More, was Phyllis Cole Day. All right, so last little bit of instruction here is, so our practice, pay attention, just pay attention. So the flow of life is known just through simple noticing. Notice again and again and again what's really here. And notice how experience changes. Notice how experience is conditional. And rest in the flow of changing conditioned experience. Within that, you might also notice that you're not separate, that you are part of the flow of life. This body is flowing, the mind is flowing. You can't really pin it down. It's all one with everything that's here. So just notice, moment to moment, what's happening. And joy will show, and you'll come home. All right, let's have our practice.